Republicans Leah Vukmir and Paul Farrell were the two senators who voted against the bill Tuesday, but they did not speak on the floor. It was an emotional discussion, with senators from both parties talking about their personal experiences with cancer. Democratic Senator Tim Cullen of Janesville says he's battled the disease twice. He says in many cases, oral medication is the answer.
It may only be something that extends someone's life, maybe 30 more days. But to have 30 days left to say goodbye to your family and not have to get hauled sometimes many miles to a place to have chemo administered through the IV rather than just take it at home and avoid the tiredness you feel when you've been beaten down by the chemo in an attempt to save your life.
Another cancer survivor is the lead sponsor of the measure, Republican Senator Alberta Darling of River Hills. She says constituents have been bombarding her with phone calls in the past few weeks. She says residents even approached her repeatedly on Monday while she had St. Patrick's Day lunch in her district.
There are people from all walks of life, I'm not kidding you, and I got hit over and over and over again, and people were really involved in this issue, and you know why? Because so many people have had parents, family members, or themselves have had cancer, or their children.
Darling called oral chemo the wave of the future and says Wisconsin would join 29 other states in providing equal costs for both methods. As soon as some members of the assembly heard the Senate pass the bill, they wanted to bring it to their floor. Speaker Robin Voss promised the assembly would take up the bill on Thursday. He also signaled Republicans might amend the bill.
We're going to put this bill on, and we're going to have a full discussion of what it's going to be. Now, my hope is that we are able to sit down in good faith in our caucus when we have the discussion on Thursday and present some things that will help to make the bill as effective as possible. Remembering that in California, the exact bill that we're debating today was vetoed by Democratic Governor Jerry Brown. And some changes were made to it, which made it more effective and made it a better bill that ultimately became law. So that's why we have a committee process. That's why people who attempt to play politics on the floor of this legislature by doing things that seem to be focused more on scoring points as opposed to helping people frustrate me.
Some Democrats took offense to Voss's comments, including Representative Mandela Barnes of Milwaukee.
To wait until Thursday is the only political game that's being played when here in the assembly, unfortunately, we can't bring it up. For whatever reason, because we need to wait to Thursday, one of the most controversial days in this entire session. The time is always right to do what's right, Mr. Speaker.
Thursday is expected to be the Assembly's last day of the two-year session. Other issues on the docket include changes in voting procedures and sanctions on failing voucher schools, two controversial items. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.